This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Charlie Turner in New York. In a moment, we'll talk about Tesla's cash and production problems and CEO Elon Musk's combative earnings call. First, here are some tech headlines. The Wall Street Journal says Amazon.com wants to understand one of the more intimate things about you: body size. The online retailer is inviting people to an office in New York to measure small changes in size and shape over the course of 20 weeks. Those chosen via a survey to participate in the 10 bi-monthly visits will receive Amazon gift cards worth up to $250. The journal says accurately predicting how a pair of jeans or a suit will fit is a holy grail for retail. Technology to model a human body and how clothing will look on it has a wide range of applications, from being able to prevent returns of ill-fitting garments to on-demand printing and production. Blue Apron, the online meal kit delivery service, says it has started selling meal kits at Costco wholesale stores. It comes as Blue Apron tries to fight rising competition and woo back customers after operational challenges. The company reported a smaller-than-expected loss during its latest quarter and enjoyed customer growth after a year of losses. The Wall Street Journal says Microsoft's Windows operating system is getting an unexpected boost from an interesting source: fear. A sharp increase in cyber attacks gave Windows the kind of lift it hasn't seen in years, as fears of getting hacked prompted companies to upgrade their computers faster than they otherwise might have. When the software giant reported quarterly earnings last week, it notched an 11% jump in sales of Windows 10 licenses for computers sold primarily to corporate customers from a year earlier. Bulk sales of Windows licenses and related cloud services jumped 21%. Windows 10 is Microsoft's most current version of its operating system and used widely in computers worldwide. Cyber attacks plagued corporations last summer, rendering PCs running older and unpatched versions of Windows useless, leading some corporate tech buyers to upgrade. Coming up, Tesla's latest quarter and Elon Musk's conference call. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back. It was, to say the least, not your typical earnings call. Electric vehicle maker Tesla this week reported a smaller-than-expected quarterly loss with revenue that topped expectations. Tesla burned through $1 billion in cash during the first quarter as it struggled to reach the goal of producing 5,000 Model 3 sedans a week by the end of the second quarter. During the conference call afterward, Tesla CEO Elon Musk chose to spar with analysts over their questions, cutting off at least two participants in the middle of their questions. Let's talk about this, as well as Tesla's ambitious production goals with its vehicles, with the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins, who's in San Francisco. Tim, you write that CEOs of publicly traded companies typically dance around pointed questions during these conference calls, but it seemed evident that Mr. Musk ran out of patience with those who wanted to ask about the company's business.
Yeah, it came about 30 minutes into the call, and he started receiving some questions about that you would expect from analysts who are trying to understand what the company plans to spend in investments to bring out product, and what kind of take rate it's having with its reservation holders as it opens up those reservations to these people to see if they start ordering. So the first question regarding CapEx spending, he basically just cut it off.
Next. Boring bonehead questions are not cool.
And then went to the next question, and he paused for about 15 seconds, and then, you know, essentially said, let's go to the next question.
These questions are so dry. They're killing me.
Took questions from a blogger on YouTube for about 20 minutes. The notes from analysts coming out of that call used language such as surreal and bizarre and contentious and odd and unhinged to describe what they witnessed. And those are, you know, probably not descriptions that a company would typically hope to get out of a conference call with analysts.
Tesla burned through cash at a greater rate than analysts expected during the first quarter. That means they're going to have to raise more capital in the midst of their struggles, right, to ramp up production?
Well, Tesla would say they don't need to raise more capital this year. And in fact, one of the analysts from Morgan Stanley said, well, okay, we hear you say that you don't need to do it, but it's best to raise money when you don't need it. Do you want to raise it? And Elon Musk was very definitive in saying, no, he doesn't want to raise more money this year. Now, most analysts out there are expecting the company will need to raise billions of dollars in the next year and billions more in the next decade just to pay for all of the aggressive and ambitious plans that Tesla has ahead of itself. And so that is one of the rubs here is that is Elon Musk is trying to make the case that things are looking up for the company coming after announcing this cash burn issue in this call. He really, in a lot of ways, rubbed some of these Wall Street folks the wrong way, and the way he was really reluctant to talk about some of the details about the company. You have to remember that the investment thesis in Tesla is largely based upon the idea of the company taking electric cars mainstream through the Model 3. And so there's lots of attention on, well, can they ramp up production to do that? And what's the profitability level going to be going forward? And so these are the kinds of questions he was facing. But Elon Musk traditionally would much rather talk about the future and gin up excitement for that future. That's where a lot of the enthusiasm for Tesla is. That's why, in large part, the stock of the company ran to record levels last year, taking on a market value larger than General Motors. It's around that kind of excitement that he really excels. And questions about the future got more detailed responses. He wanted to talk about the next electric car that he plans to bring out, the Model Y, a compact sport utility vehicle. And then just a few months ago, I was talking about how CapEx spending would begin later this year, and really it seems like he tried to clarify or maybe push off a little bit, saying that there wouldn't be significant spending on the Model Y this year after all, that there'd be some smaller spending, and that really production wouldn't be able to begin for another 24 months, which would suggest essentially a mid-2020 start of production, which has a lot of ramifications. You have to remember that at a certain point, he was talking about Tesla being able to make a million vehicles a year, including the Model 3 and the Model Y, those being the key drivers of that, by 2020. And so not even having the Model Y online until mid-2020 would also suggest that that million figure is not anywhere being close to being achieved, and it's probably not surprising given that the Tesla only made about 100,000 vehicles last year.
So it seems like he's being cornered on a basic principle here, and that is, you know, he's trying to talk about the future, maybe talk about driverless cars, the Model Y, also SpaceX, and the reality is his production is really running behind schedule. And also spending all this money trying to ramp up production, it seems like he was unprepared to deal with it as far as the questions were concerned.
Going into the call, there was his activity on social media suggested that he really didn't like the attention on this question of cash burn by the company. Last year, free cash flow was negative on average about $1 billion a quarter. Now, at the end of the year, that he really kind of pulled in some of the expenses and had a big bounce because of deposits for future vehicles, really helped kind of that cash burn figure. But just going into the first quarter, expenses rose again, and he needed to pay some the CapEx bills and these sorts of things, and it exceeded what analysts were expecting. It was about $1 billion and what many more than what analysts were expecting. You know, so that bringing out a new car is expensive. The challenge he has is that he started production of the Model 3 in July, and it's been a very public process, and he keeps missing the deadlines for reaching the build rate. He's trying to reach a 5,000 in a single week, and analysts estimate that if he can continue that rate of 5,000 a week for a quarter and on, that is kind of the magic number where he starts to generate cash to help pay the bills. And he would say, Elon Musk would say, that puts them on this path to be cash flow positive and then turn a profit in the third and fourth quarter. That's the math that he's giving, and analysts are somewhat skeptical that this is maybe more hope than reality, and so are really trying to dig into some of these numbers to see how he's going to do it.
Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins joining us from San Francisco. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.